Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's October, Big Fib listeners, so obviously we are all about Halloween here at Big Fib HQ. From spooky scarecrows to creepy crawly spiders, we've got what you need to get in the mood for the scariest month of the year. Enjoy, if you dare.
Two people claim to know everything about something, but only one knows anything. President Roosevelt wore an anti-gravity belt. Dinosaurs had two brains. Lucky kids live on Mars and go to school in flying cars. Or at least they will one day. Believe me, I'm a historian. An astronaut or drive a DeLorean. Would I lie? It's hard to say.
Hands on fire.
Hands on fire, one's a liar. The other is telling the truth.
Hands on fire.
Hands on fire, it's down to the wire. Can you figure?
From Protection, Kansas, this is Pants on Fire! And now here's your host, Deborah Goldstein.
Welcome to Pants on Fire, the game show where kids choose between the valiant victory of truth and the villainous viciousness of lies. I'm your host, Deborah Goldstein.
We love her.
Yes, and over there, that's our robot Lisa, which stands for live in-studio audience.
Yeah, and I'm also like a sound genius.
I don't know if I call you genius necessarily.
Well, have you heard this one? This is, have you ever heard of like when a bird sees another bird and is like, are you a turtle? It's like this.
Okay, well, maybe your genius actually lies in telling us how the game works.
Oh, okay, we'll try that.
Yeah.
Every week, we bring on two grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a big old liar. And it's the job of a human child to help us figure out who is who. Because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. What are we lying about today, Deborah?
We are lying about superheroes, the benevolent fictional characters with superhuman powers. Lisa, do you know anything about superheroes?
I'm Batman.
No, you are not Batman.
If I'm not Batman, how can I say that I'm Batman?
That's a great question, and still I'm not convinced.
I'm Batman.
We find out about our contestant.
Okay, well, as Batman, I can tell you, it's time to meet today's human child contestant. From North Bergen, New Jersey, which is very close to South Bergen, New Jersey, meet an 8-year-old who loves science and social studies, Alyssa Vargas.
Hey, Alyssa.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm good.
I'm good. It's good that you said that you're good. I am happy that you are good. So let's learn a little bit about yourself. What are you studying in school that you like?
I'm studying science in school, and I really like it because we're like learning about plants. And
plants are kind of important, right?
Yeah, they give us oxygen.
Nice.
That's one thing that's really cool about plants.
They're generous that way, right? Very giving.
Very.
I like that they compliment me.
They compliment
you? Yeah, they're like, hey, robot, doing good.
Okay. And you also, you have a brother and a sister, right?
Yes.
Yes, that's a truth. That's a truth I just told, right?
Yep.
But it's also true that you love to put broccoli on your ice cream.
Ew!
Nope.
No, that's not true. That's a lie. See what I did there?
Yeah.
That's right. So we're going to talk about lying and what your experience is with lying, Alyssa. Have you ever told a lie?
Yes.
That's okay. We're in a safe place here. Do you want to share what your lie was about?
My life was about having $1,000.
You told someone you had $1,000?
Wait, yeah. You don't have my money?
You don't owe Lisa any money.
Oh.
Why did you tell somebody you had $1,000?
I thought I did.
Oh, I see. So it wasn't really a lie. You were just sort of misinformed.
Yeah.
Okay. So what about when somebody else lies? Do you think you would be able to tell?
Yep.
How could you tell when somebody's lying?
I could tell because when somebody's lying, I ask them to repeat themselves, and then they completely forget what they say.
Nice strategy. I like that. So we think we're going to know, you're going to be able to spot the liar today?
Yep.
Well, let's just see. Let's meet our experts. How about a little welcome music for our experts?
Oh, come on in here. Clean your shoes. Hey. Wow.
Yeah, not so much. Okay, so our first expert, or is she, is Christine Pardo. Hi, Christine.
Hey.
Could you do me a favor and introduce yourself to Alyssa?
Sure. Hey, Alyssa. I'm Christine. I'm an expert in comic books. I grew up with comic books. I chose my Batman doll over Barbies. I watched Batman the Animated Series, and I named all of my family members, I assigned them X-Men characters.
Let's meet our second expert, and here is Daniel Kennedy. Hi, Daniel.
Hey, how are you? How are you, Alyssa? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I'm an expert cosplayer. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
It's costume and play combined, and I particularly embody the spirit and costume of Spider-Man when I cosplay.
I'm Batman.
Yeah, again, not Batman.
But I'm Batman.
Oh. Alyssa, do you know a lot about superheroes?
Yes, I do.
You do? Who's your favorite superhero?
My favorite superhero is Supergirl and The Flash.
Mm. Two of them. Nice. Why do you like those?
I like the series that they have because it's very juicy and full of information and all that about
right.
them.
Oh, you like the stories about who they are?
Yeah, it's cool. And the first episode is always my favorite because you find out how they did it, how they got their powers and stuff like that.
Cool. I think you might win this game. What do you think?
I think so.
Drop it like it's hot.
There's that sizzling sound. You know what that means?
It means I have too many irons in the fire.
Well, possibly, but no, that sound means that it's hot seat time.
Ah.
It's time to put our experts on the hot seat to see whose pants catch fire. So Alyssa is now going to ask our experts some questions to spot the liar. Which expert should Alyssa put on the hot seat first?
Well, Deborah, I'm glad you asked.
Good.
Daniel Kennedy.
Oh.
Because his name sounds like my favorite president, John F. Daniel.
John F. Daniel,
yes.
I think your wires are crossed somewhere. In any event, it doesn't really matter because you've chosen Daniel. Do you have a question for Daniel, Alyssa?
Yes, I do.
Go for it.
My first question is, how did the Flash get his powers?
That is a good one. I am more of an expert in Spider-Man, although I do like the Flash, and I believe it has to do with lightning.
There's something to do with lightning.
Yes. I know it has something to do with lightning, and again, he's not my go-to. Like, I don't really dress up as the Flash, although I've seen him at conventions from time to time, but I know it has to do with lightning.
How did Spider-Man get his powers? Because that's your cosplay.
That's more up my alley. He was bitten by a radioactive spider, and then
rude.
That's true.
It was rude. It was rude of that spider, Alyssa, okay? But that's how Spider-Man got his powers, which I love that story.
That is actually true, so
Yay.
You're telling the truth.
Thank you. Always tell the truth.
We'll see about that.
Yeah. Do you have another question?
Yes, my next question is, did you go to Comic-Con, and what costume did you dress as?
Perfect. So, yes, I did. I went last year to Comic-Con in New York, and I dress, of course, as Spider-Man.
Do you always dress up as Spider-Man?
For the most part, I do. One time, I didn't. One time, I went as Batman, but I like to dress as Spider-Man. I know.
I'm Batman.
He said he's Batman, but Batman. We don't believe him, Alyssa. He's not really Batman. I've seen many Batmans, but
Is it Batman?
There's many Batmen in this world. That's right. I will say, Alyssa, one time I did go as Peter Parker because I wanted to, you know, change things up a bit, but still be, you know, a part of Spider-Man.
Have you been to Comic-Con, Alyssa?
No, but I know what it is.
Yeah, you gotta.
Yeah, you gotta get there. I think you'd like it a lot.
I think I'm gonna ask Christina some
of her
questions. So let's see. Do you know about Supergirl?
I do.
Do you know a lot or, like, a little bit?
I dabble in Supergirl. I bring it.
What happened to Krypton when Supergirl left?
Oh, well, there, do you want the television version or the comic book version?
Television.
Okay, so Kara was sent by her parents, Zor-El and Allura. Well, she was being sent to Earth to protect Kal-El. However, her ship got stuck into the Phantom Zone. In the comic books, it's actually another dimension, but in the show, they make it like an actual physical space and kind of like a black hole.
I remember that.
That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth.
That's good.
Are you keeping score, Alyssa?
Yeah.
Good. Do you have another question?
Yes. Can you name other superheroes with super speed?
Super speed.
Like connected with the Flash, like his superpower. You know about that?
Yeah, well, first of all, there are tons of other Flashes, actually. There's Barry Allen on the show. There's Wally West. The first one was Jay Garrick. Then you got Bart Allen. There's also Bizarro Flash, which is a whole other thing. Then there's Superman, who's also in the same universe. And you also have Quicksilver, but that's in a different universe.
Do you know the other people with super speed?
Not really out of that.
That's all of them you know?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know other ones with super speed, Alyssa?
Yes, there's Jesse Quick.
Oh,
I was going to say that, yeah.
Jesse Quick is one of the super speed.
That's the obvious one, yep.
And I also...
You should have chimed in.
What about Jennifer Speedy Rama?
Did you just make that up?
No, there's also Charles Woo! Look at him go.
No.
I have another question, but we're going to switch it up.
Oh,
next contestant.
Oh, do it.
Sure.
So let's see.
Yeah, Daniel.
Do you know about the Green Arrow?
The Green Arrow? Well, that's a TV show right now. I more know about the Green Goblin, because again, that's the one that I follow.
Okay, I'm gonna ask some questions about Spider-Man.
Sounds good.
When Spider-Man was fighting Venom, did he become a black spider too?
In one episode, yes, it happened, but it did not last very long at all.
When Spider-Man was fighting Venom?
Yes.
Did Venom's dark spider powers spread to Spider-Man?
They did spread temporarily to Spider-Man, but he was able to recover. Venom is very evil and nasty, and they did fight in an episode. But again, it did not last throughout many, 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 many episodes.
Okay, that's the truth too.
Do you have another question?
Yeah. Is Batman in the same place of Superman? Are they friends in like a series or something?
I would like to say they were enemies for a very long time. Then became allies late in the game.
Why were they enemies?
Just because they were fighting for different things.
Well, I haven't seen the new movie. However, they never actually started off as enemies. In Superman and Batman, the animated series, we're talking about late 90s, they kind of had a rough start, you know, just because Batman was on Superman's turf. And they really do have different approaches to things. You know,
right.
Superman is very happy-go-lucky and kind of goes in with both arms swinging, whereas Batman is more methodical, likes to hide in the shadows, obviously. But generally speaking, no, they were always great allies.
But in this movie, Alyssa, in this recent movie that just came out, there were major fights between them.
In Batman versus Superman.
Exactly.
But there are different kinds of movies that she could be talking about.
That's true.
Yes. Talking about early 90s and comic books.
I'm talking about most recent.
Movie.
They were friends in those movies.
Yeah, we were.
Memories.
Just won't give it up. Do you have more questions, Alyssa?
Yeah. Did you watch Spider-Man Homecoming? I just had to ask that first.
I did. It was the best one yet.
So, in Spider-Man Homecoming, who is Peter Parker's love in that movie?
The one, the only, Zendaya.
Nope.
It's not?
That's the actress.
Oh, that's the actress. Okay.
That's one of them.
Oh. This is tricky.
This is tricky. This is a tricky one. Because I know she was the main love interest, and they had great chemistry in the movie. I thought that was why the movie was so good. And, you know, she was his high school friend.
Actually, nope. They were friends.
They were friends.
Well, they grew to become friends. You know what I'm saying?
They did.
And they were on the same little team, the math team, and they traveled together.
But his real love in that movie was Liz.
I'm such a Zendaya fan that I'm going to say her first and foremost.
Would it be cool if Spider-Man from DC and Deadpool fought each other?
Would it be cool? Of course, I think it would be cool. Those are two amazing characters. Deadpool is so funny and says the funniest things, and he's always talking. Spider-Man is my hero. I would love to see them together in any capacity.
Or would it be cooler if they bought someone from Marvel?
Would it be cooler? I mean, it would be cooler. I mean, I think any of it would be cool.
Support for The Big Fib is brought to you by Pretty Litter. Full disclosure, I have a cat, and his name is Arlo, and I'm obsessed with him. And when Arlo is healthy, he's happy. And that makes me happy. But since I'm not a mind reader, I don't always know when he needs a trip to the vet. Helping me keep tabs on my cat's health is just one reason why I use Pretty Litter. And I kid you not, before we got this sponsor, I was already using Pretty Litter for 2 years. And it's great! Its ultra-absorbent crystals trap odor instantly, its super light base minimizes mess and dust, and Pretty Litter ships free right to my door in a small, lightweight bag. But here's how Pretty Litter helps me with my cat's health. It changes color to help monitor early signs of potential illness in my cat, including urinary tract infections and kidney issues. Pretty Litter helps keep tabs on my cat's health and keeps odors down. I swear, you and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as me and Arlo do. Go to prettylitter.com/bigfib and use code BIGFIB to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/bigfib, code BIGFIB to save 20%. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So there's that special sound. Do you hear it, Lisa?
Oh, yeah, I made it.
You did. You did a very good job. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Can you tell us what it is?
It's Agitate time. I'm talking Android-generated inquiry to analyze the experts.
That's correct. Lisa will now generate a question, but it's going to be Alyssa who will read that question. So, Lisa, can you please generate that Agitate question?
Generating Agitate question. Here you go.
That sounds painful.
Thank you.
Okay.
Are you okay there, Batman?
Oh, I'm Batman.
So, Alyssa, read the Agitate question.
If you had designed a superhero outfit for Lisa, the super robot, what would it look like?
If you had to design a superhero costume for Lisa, what would it look like? Really,
good
Lisa?
Good question.
When we last left Lisa, he was using his inquiry generating powers to turn the so-called superhero experts into his personal shoppers.
Well, because Lisa really identifies as Batman.
I'm Batman.
I would definitely design something very similar to it stylistically, but more importantly, Batman thinks of everything. Okay, he's got Kevlar weaved into his cape. He's got chest plates. He has everything. There's everything in his utility belt. I remember growing up, I also watched Batman from, we're talking Adam West, 1960s. And I remember he was in the water, and he pulled out shark repellent. Like, this man has everything.
You like that design, Lisa?
If there was some Deborah repellent, that would be great, too.
You're going to be a very lonely robot, is what I have to say.
Don't leave me.
Okay. So, Daniel, what would your superhero costume be for Lisa?
Well, for Lisa, you know, I think Lisa is a little good and a little evil. You know what I mean? Just based on the
I
way
do.
Lisa, you know what I mean? Just
I
based
sure
on
do.
What Lisa's been saying all day. So I'm going to throw in some red and blue for good, because Spider-Man is red and blue, and that's my favorite. So it can be red and blue at the top of the costume. But the bottom, I'm going to throw in some green for Green Goblin for villain. So it's going to be red, blue, and green for Lisa to represent, you know, that there's a little good and bad inside all of us.
Thank you for seeing me.
So, Alyssa, do you think you have all that you need to pick who our liar is?
I think it's Daniel.
You think it's Daniel? Why do you think it's Daniel?
Because when I asked that last question
about Spider-Man and
Deadpool, that's kind of an obvious question if you read the comic books. And he said he reads the comic books. Because if you know, Spider-Man and Deadpool are from Marvel.
Whoa.
What?
See what you did there, Alyssa.
So we want to know who our actual, real, authentic truth-teller is. Can you please let us know?
Hi, it's me, Christine.
Christine is our expert. You got it right. You got it right. Yeah, good job. You all did great jobs. But
thank
Alyssa,
you.
Great questions. Really good job, I have to say. And the experts did a wonderful job answering them. And Lisa, as always, it's nice that you're here. So let's find out, too, from Christine. Christine, was there anything that Daniel said that you need to correct for our listeners?
definitely, I also felt, when she said DC, I knew that was a setup. I was like, no, she's too good for that. It's total setup. There's pretty much not a Marvel comic you can't open and don't find another character in. Like, Deadpool's everywhere. Wolverine's also everywhere. So Deadpool and Spider-Man have definitely crossed paths before. It's just...
good to know. And Daniel, was there anything that you learned from our actual expert, Christine?
I learned a lot from Christine. I learned what they wear. I learned a lot. And from you, Alyssa. Wow. You got me with that question. DC and Marvel. I didn't know it was such a separate
universe.
Don't
mess with Alyssa.
Oh,
Alyssa.
Wow.
I think Alyssa's our own superhero. She's our Pants on Fire
yes.
hero. Woo! So thank you guys for playing Pants on Fire, where liars always lose.
Pants on Fire is a production of Gen Z Media. For more great shows and to learn how to become a participant, visit bestrobotever.com.
I'm Batman. I see a bat signal. I must go rescue people. Goodbye.
No. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to sign up for our newsletter at www.gzmshows.com to be the first to hear about new shows, merch, and so much more.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Talking about money can be so hard, especially when the person you're talking to is still learning how to do long division. That's why Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace, is here to help. I'm Bridget, and with my fellow co-host Ryan, we help teach your little ones about complex topics like bankruptcy, climate change, and why there's so much gold at Fort Knox, and so much more. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Amy.
I'm Oded.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Alma.
And we're a GZM family.
Join us and listen to Fourth and Inches.
Here we go, brownies. Here we go.
Do you wish this was you? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more. And you may hear your GZM family at the end of a podcast. Let your voice be heard at gzmshows.com/shoutout.